Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Do you want to end food cravings, weight gain, and mood swings naturally? We're all sick of that. My guest is Julia Ross. She's a licensed psychotherapist that specializes in overeating and associated mood problems. So, Julia, tell us a little bit about some of the weight-promoting foods that we're indulging in these days.
Well, it's pretty clear that the culprits, there are two of them. I call them the SS, sweets and starches, the high-carbohydrate, refined carbohydrate foods that have been increasing in their sweetness over the years and have now become really generally considered hard drugs, really impossible to stop eating without significant help.
Now, do you think that we really have food addictions, that people have these sugar or salt addictions that are just as hard to break as any other addiction?
I absolutely do. I've been seeing this. I have a background in addiction, directing programs for alcohol and drug addicts as well as for food addicts, and we see the same dynamic, the same inability, despite excellent willpower generally, to stay away from certain substances.
Well, I
and
feel that
research on this now.
Well, there is, and more coming out, and what I've always felt was it's almost in some ways a harder addiction because we have to eat.
That's right. It's around us all the time, and it's presented so attractively. It looks so innocent.
It really does. They make it look so attractive to eat potato chips or, you know, some of the foods like that. So tell us about some of the foods, the sugars and the starches, that we need to steer clear of. Are you a white products person, like in the brown products, or are the starches and things pretty much out the window?
Well, it depends on the person, but the white products have to go. Unfortunately, you know, they're just like the white powders, cocaine, heroin, you know. We've got to get rid of them. And the only way to get rid of them is to turn off the cravings in the brain is what we've found. And there are certain foods that are essential for that job. They're just the foods we're not eating if we're addicted to carbs. And the most critical food is protein. So what's essential is to eat at least three meals, and we're only eating an average of one meal a day now, real meals that include at least 20, 25 grams of protein. That's a chicken breast, a fish fillet, a small steak, three eggs, and to eat generously of these healthful foods, proteins, healthy fats, vegetables, some fruit.
Now, what do you feel about some of the diets that have gone around, like Atkins, which doesn't even want you to have not only the sugars, but the healthy carbohydrates, you know, a tomato and a carrot. And I've always said no one ever got fat eating carrots, really.
Well, that's true for the first 2 weeks, but the Atkins diet supposedly was liberalized, you know, after that for the famous maintenance phase, which, of course, nobody could ever maintain on any diet. We really can't get too extreme. We really do need carbohydrates, but we need healthy carbohydrates, and that's why I say lots of vegetables, including higher carb vegetables like yams, potatoes, carrots, as you say, tomatoes. These are great, and they are not generally addictive.
No, I wouldn't think that it'd be that easy to get addicted to tomatoes, but maybe somebody is, but they're just so healthy for you. Now, as long as we're talking about foods that are healthy and do make you feel good, what about mood-enhancing foods? Are there, Julia, specific foods that make you feel better?
Yes, and that's why I started my list of ideal foods to reintegrate and enhance in our diets with protein. Because protein is actually, you know, the concentrated protein in steak and chicken and eggs and so forth, animal source proteins, has all 22 amino acids in abundance. And each one of these amino acids has a particular job, and a lot of those jobs are in the brain, enhancing our emotional chemistry, the neurotransmitters that program optimal mood and a normal appetite. So people generally report in the clinic that I run in Northern California that when they increase their the protein content in their diet three times a day, that their cravings for carbohydrates drop away pretty dramatically. But that's not the only strategy that we have, because we can use some of these proteins that are particularly brain-targeted as concentrates, as supplements. And so for people who find that even with the increased protein and the increased calories, they're not trying to starve themselves, which always sets up rebound cravings and weight gain, that they just can't stay away from those carbohydrates, then we've got very specific suggestions about which proteins in the form of specific carbohydrates to take as supplements, and they're available in every health food store in America and online. Very easy to get, very quick to take effect, and they literally feed the parts of the brain that regulate our moods.
Is folic acid one of those examples?
No, folic acid is a vitamin. So we always recommend a multiple vitamin mineral because most people who are trying to lose weight have been in a lot of diets. They're very depleted. They're not eating nutritious food. So a good multivitamin mineral that includes folic acid is important. But these critical amino acids, critical for some, are things like 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptophan, DLPA, DL-phenylalanine. These are things that enhance serotonin by giving the brain the precise foods that it needs to make more serotonin, our natural antidepressant, to make more endorphin, our natural pleasure-enhancing chemical that allows us to feel comforted even without comfort foods. So these amino acid helpers can be just extraordinary.
Well, and now I know that nuts, for example, walnuts, can help to boost the serotonin levels.
But people don't think
of nuts as a food that is going to make them happy. Do you know what I mean?
Well, nuts, we don't recommend nuts, not that they don't have serotonin-enhancing ingredients, but they don't have very many. That's why we recommend animal protein, because the volume is so much greater than any protein that you can get in nuts.
That's such great advice. Now, you have in your book it's already out, I assume, this book?
Yes.
And
it's out this spring.
The Diet Cure, the 8-Step Program to Rebalance Your Body Chemistry and Food Cravings, Weight Gain and Mood Swings Naturally. There is a symptom questionnaire that you put in this book. Give us an example of some of the questions that people might get that can help them to find out if they are having trouble with certain foods.
Well, first of all, you mentioned moods. So there's the first section of the questionnaire is about what kind of moods people are having. Do they tend to feel pessimistic and sort of negative no matter how their life is going? Do they tend to be feeling like their life is missing something, some kind of reward, treat, pleasure that only food can provide? These are all things that help us find out if the brain is part of the problem in our cravings for carbohydrates. But then we may find that even whole wheat bread or milk products, cheese, for example, are so alluring that we consistently overeat them. So there's a section on whether we might have allergy addictions, certain foods that attract us, although they might be quite healthy for somebody else and not cause a weight problem. And then there are the people who have found that over the years, they are regaining much more weight than they ever needed to lose in the first place. And those are people we've found with an undiagnosed thyroid problem. So there's a whole section of that questionnaire to help identify whether low thyroid could have been part of the problem with a particular person's weight gain.
Wow, that's, you know, I know that there are so many reasons. And boy, I love cheese when you talk about that. And as women, we grapple with our weight really just all the time. And tell people, Julia, where they can find your book, The Diet Cure.
Well, The Diet Cure is published by Penguin, and it's available at Barnes & Noble and other bookstores, and certainly online at Amazon and other, online locations.
And the full name of the book, The Diet Cure, the 8-Step Program to Rebalance Your Body Chemistry and Food Cravings, Weight Gain and Mood Swings, Naturally, and you can take the quick symptom questionnaire, and it's based on years of proven clinical results. Her name is Julia Ross. Thank you so much. And for more information, remember, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at RadioMD.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.